Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. From the Gospel lesson for Palm Sunday, Matthew 21, verses 10 to 11, we read, "When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, 'Who is this?' The crowds answered, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.'" Who is Jesus? This was the question asked by the crowds. Some knew Jesus as the prophet from Galilee. Still others didn't know who Jesus was. While there were many possible answers to the question, there was one distinct hope. People wanted Jesus to be a crusader. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, people welcomed him as a king. They waved palm branches. They heralded him as an heir of David's royal line. And they hoped he would lead a crusade to throw off the power of the Roman Empire. Not much has changed since Jesus entered Jerusalem. People still ask the same question, "Who is Jesus?" Many also have their hopes and expectations. Some want Jesus to be a prophet offering wisdom for life. Others want him to be a role model of upstanding moral quality. Still others want him to be a crusader. They desperately want him to right wrongs, to bring order to chaos, and to offer peace instead of war. So, who is Jesus? It is a question for which I need a clear answer. If I believe Jesus is simply a political crusader, I will be disappointed and eventually reject him. On the other hand, if I believe he is the promised Christ from God, I will not be disappointed and will gladly follow him. Jesus came to this earth to be the Savior God promised to send. As that Savior, he was clearly set apart to accomplish his Father's will. That work included living a sin-free life to release all people from the crushing demands of the law. It also included offering the complete payment to secure freedom from the tyranny of sin, the dread of death, and the dominion of the devil. Jesus did everything God the Father commanded and signaled the completion of that work when he cried out from the cross, "It is finished." Jesus' obedient life and his all-sufficient death provide me with the answer I need to the question, "Who is Jesus?" He is the promised Christ. As I put my confidence in him, I rejoice in knowing my sins are forgiven. I delight in following him and his loving will. I also long for the day when I will join him in the place he has prepared for me in heaven. O dearest Heavenly Father, I thank you for the promised Savior you have provided. Give me faith to confess that Jesus is your Son, my Savior, and the promised Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.